in the case of this Palestinian woman and child, it was actually the couple of hours after they got killed. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad announced that they were actually killed as a result of their own action, of the Islamic Jihad action, and not as a result of our attack. And this is important to remember. We do not and would never attack civilians.
There is, as you might imagine, some controversy about those deaths and the responsibility for them. Israel's Kaufman calls the Palestinian actions a double war crime, both against Israel and against their own people. I asked him about prospects for peace in the midst of this deadly flare-up, as both the U.S. and Israel seem to have abandoned the previous framework of working toward a so-called two-state solution, with Palestinians and Israelis living peacefully in agreed-upon borders. His response? It takes two to tango.
Well, the two-state solution issue, when you talk about two-state solution, you need two for tango. And you need a partner on the other side. And unfortunately, we don't see currently a partner on the other side that will control the violence, that will stop the incitement, that will sit down to a table and say, we are ready for compromise, we are ready for peace. This message is not being sent not to the international community and not to their own people. What the Palestinian Authority is doing mostly is more sponsoring terrorism and funding terrorism. And the complete leadership is very clear. For Israel, we left Gaza more than a decade ago, and we were ready to make peace. Instead, what we got is a terror organization.
Finally, I asked Shlomi Kaufman whether he's been upset by the rise in anti-Semitic speech and action, from the controversy over anti-Semitic cartoons in the international edition of the New York Times to horrific synagogue shootings in the United States.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as a Jewish state, we absolutely look after the rise of the anti-Semitism, especially a week after we commemorate and remember the 6 million Jews who were perished in the Holocaust. And we absolutely watch what's happening. We're concerned. We're passing the message. We talk to whoever is needed to be talked. We talk about because that cannot happen again. What happened in the Holocaust cannot happen again. And we should be very, very mindful to what anti-Semitic cartoons can lead to and can cause.
Okay, thank you so much, Shlomi Kaufman, Israeli Consul General in San Francisco. I hope we have a chance to talk again about the news and politics of the Middle East. I will look forward to that time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve.